Welcome to episode 564 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through her weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and Anna. Today, we're heading to the Bahamas to spotlight the newly reimagined Sandals Royal Bahamian. This iconic all-inclusive resort recently underwent a stunning $55 million renovation, blending timeless elegance with modern luxury. Outlander travel agent Amy, recently visited this resort and is here to tell us about her experience, from the revamped suites and fresh dining options to the private offshore island escape. Let's dive into everything that makes this resort a top pick for couples seeking romance, relaxation, and a touch of royal treatment. So let's get started. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you. So
you did this as a nice romantic trip with your daughter, right?
Right. I know. And believe me, that is a whole other podcast. That story could be. But Abby, my oldest daughter, just finished her first year of teaching second grade. And
she needed a break.
And she called me in February. She's like, Mom, can we just get away for a few days when the school year's over? Okay. So quickie, we did a 4 nights. Her flight, she was canceled the first night. Oh. So you talk about a mother-daughter at a Sandals. I was an only at a Sandals for a night by myself. I got so many questions. Yeah, it was funny.
Wow.
I should have come up with a funny story. But yeah, I didn't. I wasn't that.
So she was flying from...
My husband left me at the altar, but I decided to come anyway.
But that's what Scott was like. You got to come up with a really good story, because one man did ask. I was on the private island by myself and coming back, and he said, did you leave your husband? And I was like, no. she was flying from Asheville to Charlotte, where we were supposed to meet in Charlotte and fly over together. So that flight was canceled. The next day it was rescheduled. Again, it got canceled. She said, forget this. I'm driving straight to Charlotte, and hopped on a flight just direct from Charlotte. It was crazy.
That's valid.
Yeah. And that is just air.
What
like,
a
we
pain.
Have no control. Yeah. But there, we were good. We still had good 3 nights together. And I will just say, Nassau, where Royal Bahamian is, is so close, right? I mean, we're on the East Coast already. You can fly out of Charlotte, anywhere on the East Coast, especially the southern part of it. It might be an hour from Miami. I think it's like a 40-minute flight.
Yeah.
And then when you get off the plane, it's only 15 minutes or so to the resort. Have you been there, Sandy?
I've been there, but not since they've redone it. Okay. It was pre-COVID the last time I was there.
So, yeah, they closed for like 2 years or something over COVID. Just revamped it.
That was a big revamp.
It was huge. It's beautiful. I love it.
I feel like you've been there before.
I was.
Okay.
Why was I there? It was probably 3 years ago. I was there right after.
Like right after. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Okay, cool. So it says here it's just 5 miles from the airport. So that's nice. Like you were saying, it's really close.
Yeah.
Cool. So what kind of room did you stay in?
So Anna asked me this earlier, and I was like, oh, I should probably find out. So I was looking. I know I was in club level because I was escorted to the club level lounge. And I think that I was in West Bay building, and it was an oversized junior suite or something. I had a balcony. We were on the second floor, so I was overlooking the swim out rooms.
Okay.
But I was not ocean view, so my view is more
tropical.
Call it tropical. There might have been a few cars involved. But it's fine. Like I totally did not.
It's about being in the place, not necessarily what you see, because you can always walk out to the beach.
Right, exactly.
And we were really close to hang out in the room. I'm there, shower and sleep, and then I want to be exploring. And
that's how it was, right?
I like having like drinks in my room. So
I do. So I have to have a balcony for that reason. I just, if I get cold in the room, I want to. So that's the nice thing about club is we did have drinks in the room. We had our wine and alcohol and all the stuff. So That was
because I mean, yeah, you can go to the bar, but what if it's raining? What if you don't want to? You know,
what if you want another glass? Can you double fist it? I don't know. You probably could.
I mean, I guess you could, but yeah. So did they? They didn't tear down any of the buildings, did they? That's all the.
They did not tear down the rooms. They tore down a huge, like, I want to call it like an amphitheater thing, or just like the theater that they used to have in the middle of the property. That's gone, which is nice. That thing was just old school anyways.
Yeah.
And now it's just a whole open area where they do a lot of events at night. What is it called? Coconut Grove, I think it's called. There are two food trucks out there. Abby and I love crepes, and one of them has, it's like the dessert and coffee food truck, and the other one was a local cuisine. I didn't ever try that one, but yeah, we did crepes every day.
Do they still have the, like the pizza out by the pool?
You know what? So you can get it. It's not the same though. It's during the day, their Italian restaurant that's Italian at night. You can go there during lunch during the day and get your pizzas to go or to eat in there. They don't have the wood-fired pizza place anymore, though. I know, and I do love that, but you can still get pizzas.
Okay, nice. So, let's see. New Island Village featuring standalone Butler Villa suites with private pools. Ooh,
yeah, okay. So it's so funny. Abby, just like my husband, right? She loves the quiet, like anywhere she could see quiet. She was, so I was like, oh, I know a quiet pool. So we walked back into that Butler Village. And that's like a whole different property. The feel of it, it's just little bungalows. Some are two-story, some are one. Some have the private pools. They're all Butler Villas, though. They're so cute. And there's a pathway through there. It's really cute and gardeny and lush. But in the very back of it, if you go all the way back, there is a quiet pool back there. And we were literally the only two there some days.
Wow.
There might have been two or three other people, but it's really quiet. Great place to read a book. And there's a big cooler. Like, there's no bar back there, but there is a cooler with beers and waters and just a few things. So it was nice.
So they just stock a cooler and put it back there.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of nice. If you like it to be quiet. Because sometimes their main pools can be kind of party central.
So, and they do have their main pool that is party central. Always something going on in there. They did have a quiet pool. But yeah, I don't know. We just kind of, we gravitated towards the private island or that quiet pool in the very back of the Butler Village.
So were you able to ferry over to it easily?
Yeah, I did tell my daughter though. I said, you know, if the weather's too windy or whatever, we might not be able to get over there. It used to be that they would shuttle you somewhere else and ferry you over.
Like a marina. Yeah. I've done that. Yeah.
I never had to do that. But every day was great. We made it to the ferry every day just on property. There's a shuttle. It takes like 5 minutes to get over there from the property. And it starts, oh gosh, I think the first one is 10 or 10:30 in the morning. And there's two right away, right after each other, because there's always a line.
Yeah.
And then they go like every 45 minutes or so.
So you had to take a ferry or a shuttle to that?
I didn't. I have heard about that. And I told my daughter, we have not. We were able to get it straight from
the dock sphere. Out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Cool. Okay. I was confused. I misheard. Okay. Nice. Okay. So have they done anything different over there on the private island?
Yeah. Well, different from when you were there. When I was there 3 years ago, this had been done. But they do still have the swim-up pool. Mm-hmm. They still have that big bar, kind of outdoor bar also. They have the restaurant out there for lunch. But they added a hot tub on the back end, and they kind of just redid that whole back beach area, which is one of my favorite areas to lay out in. Again, it's really quiet back there and the clearest waters. It's so beautiful back there.
So it was the side that's like not facing the rest of the resort or?
Correct. It's the backside. Yeah. So when you get there, there's two beach areas, one that faces back to the Sandals property.
Yeah.
But if you walk back further, you're on the other side. And it's just, I love it back there. I
feel like there were a lot of like massage beds and stuff.
Too. Yeah. So you can get massages out there. Right.
Okay.
And I did hear a rumor. I don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's true. But do you remember the other half of that island was rented out to
Royal Caribbean, I think.
Yeah. I knew it was a cruise ship. Was it Royal, really? I didn't know that.
I feel like it was Royal. Yeah.
but it hasn't been used for years, and it's in deteriorating. It just looks like an abandoned old, like you could make a creepy movie on that half. It's really creepy.
It's like haunted.
It looks haunted, like curtains that are frayed in a window.
Really?
Anyway,
oh, wow.
Okay. It's awful, but I did hear, you don't see that when you're on the part that's sandals. It's kind of walled off just when you're traveling to it. But I heard that Sandals bought that and they're going to revamp that whole island.
Yeah, it never really made sense that it wasn't theirs anyway. You know what I mean? Like, because you feel like you're going to a private island, but only this half of it, you know? Yes. It's like,
but it's big. Even that half is very big. And for all the people that are, there was always a chair. We never had to fight for a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that's nice. Yeah, we'll see. And it's only during the day, right? You can't have dinner at that restaurant, right?
No. The last ferry back is, I think, was 4:30 or 5 p.m.
Okay.
Back to the resort. One time when I was there a couple years ago, though, you can, I think, rent it out for parties or weddings because they were doing something at night out there. But that was just a special – not usually. Yeah, you have to be back.
Nice.
By 5.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that your daughter has been to Sandals? Because I know that you've been beaches. Okay.
Yes, this is. And I was so she's 24. Sandals, you have to be 18 and older. Beaches is their family-friendly property. Right. So she grew up going to beaches with all of her sisters and my husband and I. Yeah, so this is the first Sandals. She loved it. Now, I took her with me, I don't think you were there, a couple years ago to Luxury Sales Summit.
Oh, no.
And that was at a competing property. Am I allowed to say it? It was at another property in Mexico, though, where there's no Sandals. She was like, and it was adult only, and she loved it. So that's when she asked me, she was like, can we do another adult only, all inclusive? I was like, yes, we can.
Yeah. And we're like, we can do that now. Yeah.
Yes. So that's awesome. Now she's an adult. It was fun. She had fun.
What did you guys do for your meals? Did you hit up a restaurant every night?
So, yeah, and we were, like I said, I was there 4 nights. She was only there 3, and there were way more restaurants than that. So we couldn't hit everyone. There were only 3 that require reservations. There's the, oh my gosh.
Steakhouse.
They cook, when they cook in front of you. What is that called?
Japanese.
Teppanyaki.
Yeah, teppanyaki, yeah. So, the sushi, the French, and the steakhouse.
And the steak.
Okay.
And we did the teppanyaki and steakhouse. I did the Italian one night on my own. What did we do the fourth night? Dang nabbit. I don't even remember. Is that crazy?
I don't know, but I was really impressed by like the all of the dining. Like there's there's so much. Like French,
there's so much
steak, and Italian, Japanese, seafood, sushi, Caribbean. There's a British pub.
Yeah.
Like
that one's open late.
Like, I don't know, there's lots of great options.
And I'll just side note, my daughter is vegetarian and had no problem finding great food with protein, not just a salad. Like she could find protein, chickpeas or whatever it was.
Oh, that's really good to know. Yeah.
And something else that is new for Sandals, I don't know if everybody knows yet, that if you, once you make your booking, if you download their app, which is free, you can make a reservation for one restaurant on your app. 2 weeks before you travel. And if there's a Butch's Steakhouse, do it for that one. We never would have gotten in at a 4-night stay to the steakhouse. I mean, you would not get into the steakhouse otherwise.
So, yeah, well, I did do the steakhouse when I was there. I wasn't there with you, though, was I? I think I was there with Lindsay.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, and I forget who we had dinner with, but it was like a manager or something. I ended up with like this other travel agent who was, I don't know, she was like a big seller, and somehow I got to have dinner with them.
Nice. You fancy.
Yeah, I know. It was good though. I was out there on the pier, so it was kind of like.
So when you were there, so right now a Butch's Steakhouse is one of their new restaurants there. It's not on the pier, but I know what you're talking about. It's Gordon's on the pier?
Yeah, Gordon's. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the seafood one. So I haven't been to Butch's Steakhouse then.
It's really yummy.
I went to Butch's at a different Sandals property, but
it was good.
It is phenomenal.
Yes.
Definitely a must try.
Yeah. So if you can make your one reservation and you like steakhouses, do it for that one. My second choice would probably be the teppanyaki. We just happened to be able to get in there one night. It was really a fluke. We knew we wouldn't get in. every night we would go there and be like, did you have anybody canceled? Did anybody not show up? And they're like, just wait until 8 because we have to hold it for 10 minutes. We're getting ready to leave and somebody walks out of the restaurant going, you can have our spot. And we're like, really? Because he was gluten-free and was afraid with the soy stuff. So we got lucky and ate there one night.
Huh, nice.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I never do teppanyaki when I'm at an all-inclusive. Because it's just funny to me that they always have them, you know?
I know.
But you know.
Abby loves that food.
It's a favorite. So did you say you went to Gordon's or no?
I did not do Gordon's. We didn't do Gordon's. Okay. I know I did Italian. Oh, my gosh. We did not do French for dinner. I did, but that French restaurant doubles as a breakfast a la carte. And it's my favorite. I like eating there over the buffet. If you've never been to the Bahamas, it's a different, slow way of life. It's just
island time. Yeah.
It is. Just be prepared. Pack your patience. It's not like in Jamaica and Mexico, they are very service oriented. And not that it was, the service was great. It's just slow. So just know that going in.
You're there to relax, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's in a hurry there, I guess.
So don't complain.
Nice. Did you guys see any shows or any entertainment when you were there?
No. You know why? Because my daughter is an old lady, just like me. We would eat our dinner and drink some wine and just talk and want to go back to the room. Isn't that so sad? I have been, though, to the entertainment there. And I know we did it. It was with Scott who actually made it out. I love you, Scott, but you're kind of boring too sometimes. We did the silent disco one night. And I love the silent disco. If they'd had that when we were there, I would have made her do it. But it was not happening. They do other shows like the what do you call that? Like where they have fire stuff and they're jumping around and
like an acrobatic aerial fire stuff.
And they have live music out there. It's not like but like at beaches, like there's that resort is so big, you have like a guitar player over here and a trumpet player over there, whatever. I didn't see any little things like that. It's just a much smaller property, right? And everything happens in that one area, that Coconut Grove.
Yeah. Okay. That's a new. And that big pool is like the swim up bar is over there, right? Is it still over there?
There's a swim up bar in every one of their pools.
Oh, okay.
There's only three, two on the main resort and one on the island. They all have swim ups.
But except the quiet pool, right? Or
quiet pool does too.
Oh. The one that you said there was a cooler there?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I lied. I'm sorry. That little quiet pool is really small, too. It's like a backyard pool would be. That's the size. Okay. And no swim up bar there. Sorry.
Okay.
Forgot.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you're not even counting your secret pool.
I know.
Like, why'd you even tell us about
it? It's my pool.
What about your non-motorized water sports? Did you guys do anything fun like that Sandals includes?
I'm sorry. We're so boring. We just laid on the beach. I mean, you can snorkel on that back island too. They have an area. You might have your own snorkel stuff too. Usually I bring my own, but Abby's scared of that. So we just didn't. But you can, I want to say rent, but it's not a fee. But you can get snorkel from the back island. And I remember years ago I would do that and we saw turtles back there.
Aww.
So there is definitely some cool stuff if you do snorkel. No paddle boards in the back part, that island area, but you can get paddle boards from the resort beach area. Okay. But you're not allowed to paddleboard from the resort over to the private island.
Right, yeah. So it's too far. It doesn't look far, but it's,
A couple years ago, after we left, do you know about this?
Cruise person,
Well,
I have to tell it.
What is it? So maybe we know a different version or a different story.
I thought it was somebody who was there like on a day pass from a cruise.
Okay, yes. Something. I think you're right. Okay. And they paddleboarded, right? They were paddleboarding out by the island to the left of the island. And they didn't make it back because a shark found them.
Yeah. Anyway, that won't happen to you because you'll follow the rules and
you
not
stay on the ferry to get over there and you just snorkel on their little designated area that's roped off over there. You're not going to just, So there are sharks in an ocean, right? And you're in a little island.
What? There's sharks in an ocean?
What? I had no idea. See, I'm usually under the waters with them.
You're a diver. That's right.
Yeah.
I can't speak to that, but they do the free diving if you are a certified diver.
Honestly, that's what really kills it for me with sandals, because sandals, you can go and, I mean, a dive costs anywhere from $150 to $200 a day.
Normally, yeah.
Per person. And if I can go and dive for 2 or 3 days,
yeah,
free.
It just, yeah, you know, it just, it basically makes it a huge value add for anybody who's a diver.
And isn't it like they'll do 2 dives a day, either a 45 or a 90 foot? Is that right?
Well, you get 2, but sometimes they do them twice a day. So you can actually get 4 in, or you can occasionally, if they have enough interest, they'll even do a night dive.
So, okay.
But that's usually few and far between.
I don't want to get eaten by a shark. I'm terrified I'll get eaten by a shark. I have like this huge fear.
Well, see,
of, like,
this is the thing. If you dive during the day, they're nocturnal. They hunt at night.
That's why I won't parasail, because the moment that they dip me down in the water is the moment that a great white is come up and just swallow me up.
Chasing you. They're like,
see, if you're underwater, you're good.
I've watched too much like Shark Week. I can't.
That's your problem. Yeah, you got to ignore it. Pretend like it's just not. There's nothing in the ocean. There's nothing in the ocean. What are you talking about?
But I would snorkel off that back island in the non-designated area, because there's a whole another little. There's a lot of little coves back there, and one of them is the snorkel cove. But I would bring my own gear and snorkel in the others, and I was fine. I saw turtle. I mean, like I said, turtles and fish.
That's cool.
Just right
from
the
beach. I would do that. I can't do the like diving deep. I can't do that, but I can definitely do some snorkeling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Oh, there is. So just another little secret about this property. Their gym is on the very top floor of the East Bay building. I think I'm saying the buildings right. It's on the very top floor of one of the buildings, and it's all windows. So you've been in there, Sandy. Have you seen that?
I have. Yeah.
It's all windows. And it's a great place to watch the sunset, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, not to work. We're not talking about working out. We're talking
about Sandy might work out on vacation.
Who works out on vacation?
I think I did when I was there. I definitely saw the gym. I've been known to work out on vacation in the past.
You're good.
It's not something I've been doing in the last few years, but I'm trying to get back to the old Sandy.
I will go in and I will take pictures of the gym, and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because some people want to know, like, how many treadmills are there?
You know, I don't pack shoes. So if I don't pack the shoes, I can't work out.
Yeah, that's right. I left them at home.
I know. I'm very bad about packing all the gym clothes and then never touching them when I'm there. And
see,
I'm like,
you're taking up precious suitcase space.
It is. I know. But I always. It's good intentions, you know? Like,
there's a balcony up there. So if you are going to watch a sunset from the gym, go out on the balcony.
Okay. Yeah.
Take your wine from the bar.
I'll take my wine and go.
I know. Let's go to the gym with our wine. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Just put it in your water bottle and no one will know, right?
Yeah, right. The other thing, I don't know if anybody saw my Facebook about this, but my daughter loves cats. And of course, all the islands have cats, but there were these three little kittens, siblings. Aww. And they were so cute. That's what we would do. Now, that was our entertainment at night. We would save some cheese from the buffet or something. And
I love that.
Feed them cheese. And
I do think those Caribbean cats are well-fed cats.
Yes.
They're and they're so happy. Sweet.
They were so sweet. They're so personable. Oh my gosh, they were so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. They were so cute. Nice. I was gonna ask, is there anything else we forgot or you want to be sure to mention?
I wish I could remember where I ate that fourth night. I just couldn't remember. No, I mean, there's buffets for breakfast and there's a la carte for breakfast. There's no buffet for dinner. All are just restaurants. That's just fine. That's great, actually.
I'm not a buffet fan, so that works for
me. I know. You're not. Yeah. My daughter loves it for breakfast, but.
For breakfast, but for so dinner, that, I want to sit down and be served.
Yeah, I do too. If I'm on vacation, I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. There is a good idea that we did when we were there is there's a sushi restaurant there called Soy. A lot of the Sandals properties have them. And they open at 5 p.m. So if you're, you know, if you love sushi, it's a great place to go for apps. Mm-hmm. Just have a roll or two or a salad, whatever, and then go eat your late dinner at 8 or 9 because a lot of times you can't get in until then if you haven't made your reservation. So
I did that in another Sandals property. Went into the sushi place, and that's, we just kind of picked and had a few rolls for an appetizer. Like, literally got there the second they opened.
Right.
And then had a later dinner.
I mean, you can go in there with your cover. Like, it's not fancy. I think you can go in there with your cover up on. I might be wrong, but it's not fancy. Yeah. It's a great place for apps. Or a whole meal if you're going to eat that much.
Speaking of a dress code, do men have to wear long pants in all the restaurants? So, I know probably the steakhouse probably, right?
They will say that. And I always advise to bring a pair of slacks and if men have it, a closed-toe pair of shoes, because it even says that some places. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's not adhered to very much.
Okay.
Just, you know.
Okay. I would be prepared, though.
Prepared, because there might be a manager there sometime that is really sticking to it. I don't know. But, especially the steakhouse. So that is a fun night to dress up. When we did that at the other Sandals, like, all the men had slacks.
Yeah, I would expect men to bring pants on vacation.
Yeah. Pack your pants, your big boy pants.
Bring pants, yeah.
At least one pair.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I can't think of anything else. I will, as soon as we get off here, I'll think. But no, I think I hit everything.
Well, it sounds like an amazing property. I really want
to
go check it out.
It's so easy. It is. Like, it's just so easy to get to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the nice thing. And there's not a whole lot of choices on Nassau.
For adult only or all inclusive. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So it's a good option if you want a short trip. So, all right. Awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page at PatlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Amy, for joining us this week.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Amy.
On behalf of Anna, Donna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Got it.